11 minutes. My next guest was actually a guest on the Zoom table yesterday, or the round table yesterday. One of the great quotes on his website at DN Hospitality is, "We refuse to settle for food that's just fine. We can do better." Daryl Nimtu is the founder of DN Hospitality and joins me this morning. Daryl, morning, sir.
Good morning, Jim. How are we doing?
I'm all right. Now, let's talk a little bit for people who didn't hear the roundtable or may not have heard us talk before. DN Hospitality is what? Just give us a quick sketch.
So we are a hospitality-centric consultancy focused on healthcare. So it's really something that we take the time to work with long-term care, retirement, and acute care settings.
Let's talk about, and it's a great idea that you had, that, you know, we don't have to just settle, because there's endless jokes about food in hospitals and long-term care facilities, et cetera, et cetera. So you're trying to change that. But you and I had a little chat yesterday on the roundtable about something new that you've got coming up. And I wanted to pass this along to people, because this is a really great idea. Talk to me about this new initiative of yours.
So it's a new style and system that we've developed specifically for these styles of hospitality. And Jim, we kind of have to think of it, these locations and these centers, as a hospitality center, right? Because the sole fact that we are giving a service to these folks, but with a healthcare nuance. So what we've truly developed and are implementing, so it's not just an idea any longer, thank goodness, is a new way to serve food to folks. So the system currently has a fair amount of food waste and time loss and efficiency loss. So we've developed something from a prior life of mine within, you know, quote unquote, regular hospitality to help these folks.
So you're talking acute care, long-term care, retirement communities. And yesterday you hit me with a factoid that I didn't realize about the waste that takes place in under the current system, which is how much?
Yeah, so from a University of Guelph study, this isn't something we've just pulled out of the air, and Professor Bruce McAdams, who is a leader within hospitality teachings, they did a study in 2019. And some of the items that they came up with was the food waste at an astronomical 61%.
We waste 61% of the food.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So we broke that down, and just to give everyone an idea about that. So that's essentially 213 kg of food per resident per year. So we took that and we times that by a 150-bed long-term care facility. And what we came out with after the math, and well, nice and boring there, but we came out with that waste at 150 people per year at 70,290 pounds of food. You know what? It's just the equivalent of 3.5 transport trucks. That's it.
So what can we do differently? Because we know, like every other business, providing food for people in these kinds of facilities is extremely important, but it's also profit-based at this point. So how do we fix that?
So by altering the system, first off, right? We're currently, you know, our team members are working in silos. The food is produced and shipped to the different dining rooms on that day. Show plates are used, which is a waste. There's no technology, right? If folks are using a convection oven, let's say, they're living in the year 1967 because that's when it was invented. You know, the current staffing, we can't get the skilled labor to do the skilled jobs. And with everything that's happening, the stress and mental health, it's daunting to fill a schedule. So we need to alter it, and the system that we've come up with really truly does, because it uses that technology to help all of those team members and help the skill that they currently have.
So if we have people listening right now who are either in one of those facilities or they have parents or grandparents who live there, would they be seeing an improvement soon? I mean, how far along are we with this, Daryl?
So we're in talks with about 30 locations currently. We're implementing in a bunch of locations. As you can hear, I'm in the road office right now, as I like to call it, traveling to Kitchener-Waterloo. We're working on it, and it takes time though, because the powers that be, using my air quotes once again, you know, don't really like change. It's a tougher sell to them because it's a bit more of an investment, but that ROI comes with all that food savings, that food waste savings, because we can take that 61% using the system that we've developed, bring it down to about 10%. So that's instant savings, and the ROI is pretty quick at about a year and a half that we've calculated.
And we've got to get rid of this idea, as you pointed out, that just fine isn't good enough. We're all going to be in this situation at some point in our lives going forward, or we're going to know somebody who is. And we've just gotten used to saying, well, it's retirement home food, it's hospital food, it's going to be okay. But we've got to get rid of that idea.
Yeah, and inspiring to think the team to think from a hospitality approach with healthcare nuances. That is what our boomer population will be really looking for and expecting, right? Freshly made food equals hungry residents. And getting away from that processing is imperative.
Daryl, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, all the great work you're doing. I wanted to get that along to people because people just assume, it's got to be crap because that's just what we've gotten used to. But we don't have to. Thanks for this.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and I look forward to our next chat.